don't know what it is, but champions. Oklahoma invented it.
Excellence has been established by Coach Wilkinson, Coach Switzer, and Coach Stoops. It's my responsibility to defend that standard and build upon that standard.
Welcome to the Oklahoma Trail Podcast with your hosts, Jesse Crittenden and Brian Clement.
Hello, Sooner Nation, OU Insider subscribers, Oklahoma football fans, Danny Stutzman fans, or people who are confused by Danny Stutzman. That would be almost everybody. Welcome to an emergency edition of the Oklahoma Drill, the first one in the lengthy history of this pod that we have an emergency episode. And we're going to talk about all that in just a second. But I am, of course, Jesse Crittenden, and joined, as always, by my wonderful co-host, Coach Sir Esquire Brian Clinton. Brian, why are we here today recording an emergency pod at 1:07 on a Monday? Why are we here?
Well, I think the obituary on Danny Stutzman's time in an Oklahoma uniform was pretty well written by a lot of people. And then in typical Danny Stutzman fashion, which, you know, everybody's come to expect of him, he pulled the rug out from underneath everybody on Monday. So he'll be back, which is just huge news for Oklahoma on several fronts.
Brian, of course, what you're alluding to there, Danny Stutzman, after, I mean, days, really weeks of things that looked, I mean, pretty cut and dry, really, until about the last 48 to 72 hours, Danny Stutzman was gone. There was reporting out there. And he did talk to the coaching staff. I think his initial decision was to leave, was to go chase an NFL dream. But Monday afternoon, he not only announces he's returning, but he does it with a video that is all the bells and whistles and all of the things you come to expect from Danny Stutzman. Brian, I don't know if you watched the whole video with this announcement, but it was pretty classic Danny.
Yeah, it was. I mean, from everything from the boss making a return with haircut and all, to the exchange of the keys with the fur jacket and all. I mean, it was classic. This was good stuff. So and you kind of knew that something like that was coming from him. So it's just great.
Well, here, I'll tell you this. And this is, and look, we're doing an emergency pod for a lot of different reasons, because this is humongous news in so many ways, for Oklahoma. But the thing is, this really was an interesting situation, because you look at the transfer portal opening, last week. You saw, I mean, so many people, there's been so much activity in the transfer portal, some of it from Oklahoma. I mean, you think about the players who have already entered the portal. You think about the players who have already declared for the draft. I mean, Andrew Raim and Tyler Guyton are declared for the draft over the weekend. The funny thing about the Danny Stutzman situation was, you know, there was initial reporting that came out. There was buzz out there that he was leaving, and then it was just kind of silent.
Right.
For a few days, it was silent, which I thought was weird, because, you know, if you're declaring for the draft, that probably, you know, before the bowl game, that probably means you're missing the bowl game. But time was kind of running out for Danny to make a real announcement that he was going to do that. And Brian, it's so funny, because I was at the OU Arkansas basketball game on Saturday, which, shout out to Porter Moser's team. What that Oklahoma basketball team is doing right now is incredible. It really is. But I had somebody actually come up to me in media seating, because they recognized me and they wanted to talk for a minute. It was super great. But he actually asked me, he was like, is there any news about a certain linebacker out there? It's weird that nothing official's come out. And I didn't want to speculate too much, but I said, it is a little odd that nothing's been announced yet. But Brian, I think ultimately what this decision comes down to is, I think it was always a little difficult to project Danny Stutzman's draft stock. Yeah, I think he had a really good season. But I think ultimately it made sense for him to come back, not only to lead this defense into the first season in the SEC, but also I think for him, I think if he can put together an even better year next season, that changes his trajectory moving forward. But Brian, I think from a broad perspective, what just on the field, how massive is Danny Stutsman returning? I mean, how big of a deal is that for this Oklahoma team?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, the impact that it's going to have, not just on the bowl game for Oklahoma, but for the 2024 season is massive. You're going into a completely new conference. There's going to be plenty of things that are new. You're not familiar with. You're going on the road a lot you're going to some tough road environments throughout the year, including Baton Rouge, which is its own tier of that. And you're going to have your leader, you're going to have your vocal leader of this team back, which is massive. It also, you know, having a guy like him and Billy Bowman both back on the defensive side of the ball is just huge for the Sooners. I mean, it's absolutely massive. You lose Dylan Gabriel on the offensive side of the ball, but I would say that the heart and soul of this team, you could argue, is Danny Stutsman. And I think that it's really important to have him back, and it's huge. And for him personally, again, this is big. Kenneth Murray, last time an Oklahoma linebacker was picked in the first round. Nolan Smith, a guy from Georgia, is another one that kind of, or Roquan Smith, a guy that got picked early as a linebacker. It's possible to get up there into that echelon, and I think having a chance to do what he could do in the SEC next year gives him a better opportunity of maybe being taken higher in the 2025 draft. So yeah, good stuff for both sides.
Yeah, I think it is incredible. I think it's mutually beneficial. And again, I mean, you look at Stutsman's numbers on the year. I mean, 99 tackles. That's 38 more than second place, who's Billy Bowman, which I'm glad you mentioned Billy Bowman too. Both of them returning is just humongous. It really is. But 16 tackles for loss, led the team there too. Also 3 sacks, had an interception, 2 forced fumbles, a fumble recovery. And he did all that in 10 and a half games, because yep, he missed the second half against Kansas and then missed the Oklahoma State game. And then you look at even some of the national attention that, I mean, I think he definitely had a spotlight on him, but I mean, when you think about not, you know, being a finalist for the Lombardi Trophy, I think there's ways that he can continue to grow. I think he can have a better year, but you can't overstate the growth that he has shown throughout his career, how big he was this year. But Brian, it is huge, because you go into the SEC, that is the undercurrent of all of this.
Yep.
Is that changes it, there's so much that changes, and we've talked about it before, but when you looked at the linebacker room without Danny Stutsman going into next season, it's not that there's not talent there. Not that there's not potential there.
Yeah.
But unless OU is able to get some guys in the transfer portal, you are going to be relying on a lot of young guys.
Right.
In a completely new environment with a raised competition level. I think that's one of the biggest things for me, Brian, is not only just what he does on the field to give that veteran presence, but now all these young guys around him. I mean, Kip Lewis and Kobe McKenzie and Jaron Kanick, who we saw had his struggles this year. Mm-hmm. Now they get to lean on Danny Stutsman and grow alongside of him and have that there for what's going to be a tough transition to the SEC.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I would even second that, saying, There's not a Danny Stutsman out there in the transfer portal. Now, I'm not saying that there's not talented players out there. There are. What I'm saying is there's not a player out there that would have the same kind of impact that Danny Stutsman will have for this team over the course of the next several months. There's just not. He is already not only integrated, but at the core of this team, the nucleus of this team, he is one of those very important parts that this team's going to not only rally around, but that they look to for leadership. And that linebacker room is going to be so much better having had another year to learn under Danny Stutsman. So absolutely massive. And again, when you've got a guy that has made the strides that he has over the last couple of seasons for Oklahoma, seeing what he does in the third year of Brent Venables' system, it's just, it's exciting. I mean, there's no limit to what he could be next season.
And that's the thing. It's not only just about how talented he is, how much he's grown this year, but I mean, he is an extension of Brent Venables.
Yep.
I think he embodies Brent Venables and essentially ever since the word, his passion, his energy, his intensity, the way he plays the game. And that's the thing. I think when you're looking at once Brent Venables came to Oklahoma, it's just been upheaval after upheaval. Players leaving, not because of him, but because the whole program has changed. It was a huge fundamental shift in the way he started to do things on and off the field. And I think Danny Stutzman has kind of been kind of that stronghold. He's kind of been that center point for this defense because he embodies what Brent Venables wants to do. And I think that's the huge part of it too. Cause again, think about how big of a change it was when Brent Venables got here a couple of years ago. It's about to be another change going into the SEC.
Right.
Any consistency you can get in terms of someone who again embodies Brent Venables, what he does on the field, the leadership he provides, anything that you can get like that going to the SEC is huge. And now all of a sudden you look at that linebacker room, Brian, and I think it was going to feel like there was a hole missing without Danny Stutzman. Now there's a lot of reasons to be excited. I mean, there's Kip Lewis showed a lot of potential. Kobe McKenzie showed a lot of potential. I know Jaron Kanick struggled through the back half of the year. But look, the potential is obviously there. Another year alongside Danny Stutzman is going to help. But you think about the other guys too. I mean, like the young guys like Taylor Heim and Lewis Carter, Samuel Omosigo, not to mention, I mean, Desaun McCullough, and likely Justin Harrington.
Yeah.
All of a sudden now that feels pretty good with Danny Stutzman leading that group. It feels pretty good.
Yeah, no, I agree. And the big thing about that is you're not going to be forced to maybe have to play guys out of position a little bit.
Right.
You can continue to play, play guys where you feel that they actually fit in best to the scheme. I think it's a big thing for Jaron Kanick, because let's be honest, This is new to him. You go back, he was an offensive player. I believe he played safety in high school as well. Mm-hmm. But this linebacker, this whole linebacker thing is new to him. And those guys are obviously extremely close. I think that outside of the defense as a whole, or maybe even Brent Venables, you could say Jaron Kanick might be the biggest winner today, just because having that guy to lead you and teach you and spend all that extra time with you, and then maybe hand the reins over to you after another year. This is huge. This is huge for his development. It's a big deal. And it's really exciting for this unit that I think, wants to take another step towards being an elite defense at some point.
That's a really good way to put that Jaron Kanick might be the biggest winner. That's a really good point and a really good one to make. And now I think, and we're talking a lot about the SEC and what this means next year, but there's also still an important couple of weeks ahead of this team right now. When we look at the bowl game, which I know there's disappointment among Oklahoma fans for not making a New Year's Six bowl. There's disappointment among us, not getting to go cover a New Year's Six game. All that being said, this Alamo Bowl matchup with Arizona, it's a big deal. It's a huge opportunity for this Oklahoma team. With all the guys that have opted out, you're going to be relying on younger guys in the mix. And I think it's just going to be huge for Danny Stutzman to lead that defense against an Arizona team that's playing really well. And I think I don't want to make the Alamo Bowl bigger than what it is, but it is a big opportunity. And his return to play in that game is massive. Yeah. It just is.
Well, and let's also remember this is the highest ranked matchup outside of the New Year's Six Bowls.
Mm-hmm.
It's 12 versus 14. I mean, this isn't the Briggs and Stratton Weed Eater Bowl. I mean, but it's not a New Year's Six, but it is a good opportunity for Oklahoma. And I think something that's really interesting about it is, which this is something I'll write about in the coming weeks, but how cool of an opportunity is it that this is the same place, Oklahoma's traveling back to the same place that Brent Venables mm-hmm. was handed the visor from Bob Stoops 2 years ago. And now before they make this jump to the SEC, there is it's almost like a changing of the guard and a you know, and a validation of what Brent Venables is building going into this new realm for Oklahoma. It's a big deal. And to have your leader on the field back for that, it's got to give you a lot of confidence. Arizona's a really good football team. I mean, they've won each of their last six games. They're averaging almost 39 points a game in those wins. And I mean, they beat up Utah and Oregon State on the way to those wins. And it's a really good football team. I expect Arizona to be a contender in the Big 12 next year. And for Oklahoma to get Danny back on the field and have him as the core of that defense, it'll be big. And I'm also I'm really interested to see what happens because of his return in the transfer portal. And that's something I'm sure you've got thoughts on.
Yeah, that was going to be, I think, the other angle to this, you know, mentioning what's coming up for the next couple of weeks. We've already seen OU, you know, snag a couple of players in the transfer portal. But I think you can almost look at this from a couple different ways. I think one, Danny Stutzman's return, I think, changes linebacker that to me was going to be a huge position of need. And not that it still isn't, but I think all of a sudden you feel a little bit better about that linebacker spot. Now, if you're going into the transfer portal, you're looking to add depth or experience. Yeah. It may not be as urgent to immediately look for someone who could come in and step in and play 80 snaps a game. At the same token, I do think it is going to be a draw for people in the transfer portal, not only Oklahoma going to the SEC, but you can play alongside a veteran guy like Danny Stutzman, who was going to be an early favorite, you know, for all the awards next year. He's going to be at the top of the list of everything for a linebacker. I think you can look at it almost both ways. It's almost a win-win for Oklahoma. I don't know if you would agree with that, but that's the way I see it.
Yeah, no, it's one of those things where Oklahoma, like you said, Oklahoma doesn't need to go out there and extend themselves too far to get a guy that they feel they can, you know, that they have to play 80 snaps a game. This isn't a situation where, I mean, let's be honest, it's an NIL game at this point. You've got a certain amount of funds that you have to work with. And, you know, you don't have to put as much stock into a guy. Now you can afford, if you're the Oklahoma defensive coordinator, if you're Brent Venables, you can kind of afford to go out there and maybe get a guy that's a little bit more of a project. Hey, you know, we see a lot of potential in this guy. He's got the athletic traits. He may not be ready to go this year, but since we have Danny Stutzman back, mm-hmm. maybe this is a guy that we develop and move on, and, you know, and we're able to move forward with after a year. On the other side of that, I mean, why would you, it's nothing but a plus for Oklahoma. Why would playing alongside Danny Stutzman not be a selling point to somebody on the defensive side of the ball? So it's all good news for Oklahoma. It's good stuff for the Sooners. And I'm excited that we get another year of covering this guy, because he's not just fun on the field. He's also a really good interview. So I'm excited about that.
That's a really good point. I will mention real quick that I said the Lombardi Trophy earlier instead of the Butkus Award. I meant to say Butkus, but the reason why I said Lombardi is because the Dallas Cowboys proved that they're going to win the Super Bowl last night with an impressive win over Philadelphia. So I've still got that.
Hey, that's fine.
That's fine. My brain as well. But yeah, I think that's the other token of it too, is just who he is as a personality. He's a really fun player to cover. I am, you know, personally excited about that too. I think what he brings as an interview, what he brings as a person, his impact in the community really can't be overstated. And ultimately, Brian, I think what this comes down to is it's not only mutually beneficial, but it's all the consistency that Oklahoma can get. I mean, think about Jeff Lebby is gone. OU's got a new play caller and a new co-offensive coordinator. I think as many things as you can keep consistent, that's what this is. And I think, and not to mention, I mean, again, with Billy Bowman coming back as well, you're looking at, there's going to be a lot of pieces on this defense that are back next season. Now, obviously there's ways this defense can improve too, but the most consistency you can get, that's what you're shooting for. And you look at all the starters who are going to come back next season, all the depth pieces, all the young guys that are going to come back. I think it's crazy how much one player deciding to stay kind of feels like it changes the vibe and the trajectory of an entire unit, of an entire team.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you have, I think you've got your difference maker at every level coming back, at least by my token. I mean, I look at Dejon Terry as a guy that is a difference maker on the interior of the defensive line. Then you add David Stone, even as a freshman, what he should be for that team next year is fantastic. Obviously, you've got Danny Stutzman back now. And then in the secondary, you've got Billy Bowman. And I expect Peyton Bowen to just take another step. So, yeah, I mean, you've got guys at every level that are really exciting. And I think it's a really big deal to have Danny Stutzman back. Think about the things that you don't even think about off the top of your head. Like, how much bigger is the OU Texas game next year now because of what he said this last year? I mean, think about there are so many little things with Oklahoma's season next year that have a little more spice to them now that Danny Stutzman back. So it's all good things with Norman. And obviously you and I are both really excited about it.
And he gets another year to continue getting better as a media personality, as a content creator.
Yep.
I think he's proven himself. He may not have gotten the Buckus Award this year, but if there was a social media content award in college football, I think he would be a runaway favorite.
I think it was a snub that he was not a semifinalist for the Buckus Award. I cannot stand that. But while we're talking here, Billy Bowman was not mentioned at all by the AP All-American. He was not first, second, or third team.
Yeah.
There are not six safeties in the country playing better football than Billy Bowman. I know that this is an emergency podcast for Danny Stutzman, but I'm still hot about that. I wanted to get your thoughts before we got offline here.
I completely agree. Not only the interception numbers, not only just the pick six numbers, but I mean, he consistently graded out really well in every game. He's really good in coverage. He's a really good tackler. He's pretty good in run support. It is pretty surprising that Bowman didn't get a lot of acclaim for a lot of awards. I mean, he really didn't.
Even the Thorpe. Which is Oklahoma based. I don't know. Anyways.
Yeah. And that's, again, I think I'm not that, you know, Danny Stutzman would tell you 100% that it's not about that kind of stuff. It's about the play on the field, but
right.
I can guarantee you privately, he wants to win the Buckus Award next year. And I can guarantee you it was disappointing as to him as much as to anybody else that he wasn't a finalist. And yeah, Billy Bowman, I think, he's only going to get better. And I would be shocked, assuming he stays healthy, that he doesn't get more acclaim next year. That would surprise me.
Yeah.
So, Brian, anything else to add just about what's been a pretty big day for Oklahoma so far? Porter Moser's squad ranked number 11 in the country.
Awesome.
I've
not, you know, you guys will come to know. I am nothing of a basketball aficionado. I don't really follow basketball all that closely, but I will say I've caught each of the last two Oklahoma games. They're fun to watch. I mean, I really enjoy watching them, and that's from a 10,000 foot view. But if I was to add anything else on the Danny Stutzman side of things, I think this is big enough, I think that it swings the bowl game in Oklahoma's favor when it may not have been in Oklahoma's favor before. Just with all the guys that they're losing, all the leadership that they were set to lose, I think it's that big of a deal that Danny Stetson's back on the field, and I think he's going to make it that much harder on Noah Fifita, quarterback on the other side, just to get things diagnosed. So I think it's a big deal for Oklahoma now and moving forward.
Oh, and it's just another reason for fans to be excited about that game. Not only just the Jackson Arnold stuff, the Seth Luttrell stuff, the young guys who are going to get playing time, but you know Danny Stutzman is going to be on the field looking to make a statement, to make plays like he always does. So I think that's another swing for it too, honestly. But Brian, I think that's going to do us here, or that's going to wrap things up for us here in the first emergency pod in the Oklahoma Drill history, the long and lengthy history, one of maybe several to come. We'll see. Here's the thing. We've still got stuff that's going to be happening in the next couple of weeks. We've got media availability this week on Tuesday and Friday. We'll hear from Brent Venables on Friday. We'll hear from players tomorrow. I almost guarantee you Danny Stutzman will be one of them. We'll also get to attend an open practice tomorrow. That should be pretty interesting to see Jackson Arnold as QB1. There's also, again, the transfer portal is still going. OU has been incredibly active looking for pieces there. All of that stuff. If you're an OU fan, there's no better place to get your OU information than OUinsider.com. You will get all the rumblings, all of the news, all of the research, all the analysis from Brian and I, from our guys Parker and Brandon. We've talked about the basketball team. Look, things are trending up for OU basketball right now, and we've got all the coverage of OU basketball from Brody and I. And if nothing else, that YouTube channel for us over at OU Insider, go ahead and like. Hit that subscribe button. There's plenty of content here as well. I think Parker and Brandon will have even more analysis, more stuff to talk about with Danny Stutzman's return. I think they're doing a podcast tonight. There's going to be all kinds of stuff you don't want to miss out on. So with that, Brian, here's to what's been a good day for Oklahoma fans. Danny Stutzman's back, and we'll see what else happens in the next couple of weeks. Until then, thank you guys. Have a good week.